99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
So, you ever find yourself all of a sudden thrust into a situation, you're like, oh my gosh, all right, I need to do something now. This happened to me yesterday, Friday, Saturday, someday over the weekend. I can't remember
what
day.
Are they all running together?
Yeah, so I'm at my house and I hear like this commotion outside. It sounds like a dog and like whimpering, yelping, barking, and I look and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I have a dog, Fiona, and she is laying on her bed unaware anything is happening around her. So I'm like, all right, well, it's not my dog involved. So I like get up and I'm like, all right, well, I know I have, a cat that likes to go outside. So I wonder if the cat is messing with the dog or like up on our car, messing with the dog, a dog's loose, whatever. So I walk outside and I notice like a couple of our neighbor's dogs just kind of running around our backyard. And I'm like, oh, all right, well. And I see like across the street that their gate is open. So like they got out of the gate of their backyard. And one of the dogs is a little bit older and wiser. And another one is a little younger and more mischievous, maybe.
Okay. And,
I guess. So, I mean, they're both about mid-sized dogs, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I go outside and I'm like, okay, all right, they're running around, they're in our backyard, kind of running on the street too, and I'm like, man, they're going to get hit. Like, I don't even know if you know, my neighbor's home or not, but I'm like, okay, I gotta do this, and, I gotta do something about this, and about the time I'm like, you know, getting it in my brain, I look over and I see one of the dogs like chase my black cat underneath the sewer. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we're there. All right.
So now I've got another problem.
Now I've got a black cat that's caught in or stuck in a storm drain, and then maybe not stuck, but hiding in a storm drain. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then like my youngest daughter like runs out of the house like, what's going on? And I'm like, and you know, in that moment you're like, yo, you got to get back inside. Like, this is not a situation for a young kid when there are dogs on the loose, you know? And so
yeah,
they like one of them, the younger, more sprightly, rambunctious one runs up to her. She yelps and screams and I'm like, get inside. And she's like, okay, okay. And so I finally I wrangle them. And I realized that I need to get the older one to follow me, because if I do, the younger one will come with, right? So I finally managed to get them back into their gate and shut the gate and latch it. And I
did you think to try to grab like cookie treats or something? That's what we call the dog
yeah
treats.
I mean, in the moment though, I didn't have them with me and on me, and I just wanted to like it, because they're running, like there are cars driving by, and I just wanted to get them like back into their pen. And so thankfully the older dog was like, you know, I'm like, hey, come on, you know, and they were like, okay, I'll go where you are.
That man seems nice. I
know,
will follow him.
I know. So anyways, so I get them corralled and all's good. And I'm like, all right. And so I go back to like weeding. I think that's what I was doing. I was weeding and I had taken a break and gone inside. So I go back to weeding outside. And so then I like 10 minutes later, I'm like, man, I wonder where my other cat is. Because we have a black cat and then we have a gray cat that likes to come outside sometimes, Maeve. And so I'm like, okay. So I walk over because our neighbor's dog, who was just witness to this whole thing, was like up against the fence, like looking. And then so I go over, I'm like, hey, did you? And then at that time, I turn over and I see my little gray cat was like puffed up still. Like, this is 10 minutes later, still like completely puffed up, panting, like her eyes were super wide, like making meowing noises. I'm like, uh-oh, all right. So this cat has all her claws. I'm like, man, she's all spooked and everything. So I go over. And I'm going to just say that if you see a spooked cat, do not do what I did.
Okay. That was a lot.
Don't.
I was almost going to say, is this like your Dr. Doolittle story? You know, but the animals weren't talking.
Right.
But yeah.
I'm saying don't do what I did and try to pick up a spooked cat because that's what I did. I have a nice big old scrape on my hand and on my arm. But she was kind of terrified. Like the dog had obviously, the younger, sprightlier dog had obviously chased her too.
They can protest in real big ways.
Yeah, for sure. So anyways, that's how my, weekend closed out. I think it happened on Saturday afternoon, I want to say. So anyways, hopefully your weekend was good.
Yeah. Well, I escaped being scraped up by a spooked cat.
All right. Good.
So I feel like I'm already ahead of the game.
Look at that. Winners already here on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, guys. All right, Kelly, what do you got?
So 81-year-old Mildred Wilson is the star of this story. She just completed her second Tough Mudder in Missouri. Now, she previously had crushed this back in 2019.
Okay.
Now, here's the really sweet part of this. So, when she did it in 2019, her husband, Farrell, was there to cheer her across the finish line.
Aw, okay.
That's kind of how she got her first orange headband.
Sure.
This time, she got her doctor's approval to enter the race. She trained for months at her local gym, and she did it in honor of her late husband, Farrell.
Aw.
I mean, just unbelievable. I couldn't even imagine trying to do that at my age, and she's 81.
Yeah, that is something. I know we used to have someone who worked here a while ago who did a Tough Mudder with a group of people. Like, he had a team of people and did a Tough Mudder, but those are for a special breed of person. They're like usually like 10 miles long. And
well, this one, it was a 5K. There was like, you had to do like army crawl through pits of muddy water.
Yeah.
You know, several mile run, lots of obstacles along the way. So yeah, it's not just your standard, just
run,
you know, run 3 miles or so. And she's amazing. I mean, just muddy. She's in her tracksuit. She is like super excited. You should definitely see the pictures and see everything that, that she accomplished with that. That's pretty spectacular.
All right.
She said, you know, it was easier than she expected. She said, except for the wall. I always wanted to try that wall. I realized it wasn't a piece of cake. It took a whole village to get me up. But it was fantastic. I mean, I couldn't imagine like being there in the crowd, like watching this happen in person. I mean, how amazing that would have been to cheer her on.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's pretty great. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer. We got Kentucky Kingdom tickets for you this week. So WDJX.com, get in to win that. Here this morning on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you remember on Friday, we had a listener who had sent us a voice note. You remember Roy, Kelly?
Of course. How could we forget Roy? Because Roy got us riled up.
Yeah. And I remember saying something like, hey, you know, if you want to update us about what happens regarding the girlfriend that you've been dating for about 9, going on 10 years and a romantic date where she thinks you're going to propose and you're like, I'm not in love with you in that way. And you were like, no, he's not going to update us. There's no way.
I mean, I really... People were really honest, and I think they were pretty united in one answer. You need to break up with her.
Guess what we got last night?
No, stop it.
I thought you were going to swear. I thought you were going to swear there. My gosh.
In my head, I did, but I'm a professional, Ben Davis. Right. I'm a professional. I don't let those come out of my mouth.
Last night, we got an update from Roy.
Oh, my gosh. And I never in a million years. First of all, I thought he wouldn't be listening anymore.
Well, here's the thing. And I skimmed it over and it takes a turn I don't think we're all expecting.
Okay. Now you're automatically making me think he proposed.
So that's on the way a little bit later on this morning here on 99.7 DJX.
I'm going to hold my breath until that happens.
Okay, well, you may pass out because it's a little bit later here this morning. F9, Fast Furious 9, was the number one movie over the weekend at the box office. Set some records as the pandemic era record for the North America as the biggest domestic opening since December of 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, that was Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. That had the highest opening until F9. So there you go. F9. Boom.
It looks like some crazy stunts in that one. We did go to the movies over the weekend. We saw A Quiet Place 2.
That was number two over the weekend.
Okay. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, over the weekend at the box office. I want to test your... You've seen some of the Fast and Furious, right?
I honestly have not.
Okay, so it started back in 2001 with the Fast and the Furious. That was the very first in what is now turning into quite the franchise.
Yes.
Then 2003, Too Fast, Too Furious. Then the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Then Fast and Furious. That was four.
Wait a second. The number four was just Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Did they spell out and?
No.
Instead of the at the and symbol?
They just took the thes out of the Fast and the Furious and made it Fast and Furious. So that's four. Then Fast 5 was five. Fast and Furious 6 was number six. Furious 7. The Fate of the Furious was eight. Then F9. Now you're thinking, wait, hold on a second. What about Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw? Where's that fit into all this?
No. Yeah, no, that's like a sidebar, right?
That was a spinoff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you're thinking, well, hang on a second. I saw the turbocharged prelude for Too Fast, Too Furious. What about that? Well, that was just a short film. And you're like, well, does Fast and Furious Spy Racers count? And I'm like, well, no, because that's Ted TV. So, you know, I know there's a lot of... they've made a lot of money in this Fast and Furious franchise.
Wow. I feel like, though, after nine movies, I mean, they probably just have to stick with the current formula of, like, F10, F11, F25, you know, however many they're going to do.
Well, goodness. I mean, Vin Diesel needs a paycheck, so let's keep him working.
He does.
Let's keep him working, you know?
This is clearly going to be how he butters his bread.
Yep. All right, Kelly, if you were to describe what a setting the bar story is to someone who's never heard it, what would you say?
Well, it's what not to do. It's a small little example of a little hurdle we think you can successfully jump over today, and you're winning at life.
Yeah. All right. So this is how not to say hi to your grandparents. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get a sign on television causing a massive crash at the Tour de France, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Did you see this video?
Yes, I did. And I had no idea that was the story behind the sign, because that woman is going to be sued if they ever figure out who she is.
Right. So here's the thing. If you don't know, the Tour de France is underway right now. They were in Brest, France. Literally, the competition just got underway. So the cyclists weren't spread out yet, you know? They were all in a big, big clump.
Okay.
And so this fan kind of reaches her sign out into the roadway to get on television. And the sign... Yeah,
she's not facing the cyclists. They're coming up behind her.
Yeah, the message on the sign was a greeting to her grandparents.
Oh, wow.
And so one of the cyclists hits the sign, spills, and falls completely down, and then just a complete pile up afterwards. Here's the reaction from ESPN.
Sticking out a sign, and down goes Tony Martin.
Oh, Tony Martin, you hate to see this, you know, and I don't know what I think of this yet. I'm going to have to take a day to process what I think of the spectators on the side of the road. But yeah, unfortunately, Tony Martin, and it was just a domino effect.
Yeah, domino effect. And like bikes were just breaking because, you know, these bikes are like, so super lightweight and carbon fiber. And so like these bikes are literally breaking. They go into the crowd. I mean, it was crazy. And yes, you're right. You alluded to it. The Tour is looking for this woman because she full on disappeared. Like, she was like, peace, see ya, I'm out of here.
And she got the heck out of Dodge.
And they're trying to find her because if they do, they're going to sue her. Now, here's the thing a journalist appealed to the public about. Said, hey, let's not necessarily launch into a, quote, potentially life-ruining campaign against this foolish young fan. says that the crashes at the Tour de France have been a thing for decades. They've been caused by race employees, by dogs running onto the course, by drunks falling into the course. So let's use this incident to educate fans not to have a good old social media pile on, which a young life could be ruined over a momentary act of silliness. So he has a good perspective there.
That's good, yes.
Yeah.
But they're still saying we're going to sue her. So
yeah, right, for sure.
A little bit of a, you know, double message there. Like, hey, let's not ruin her life, but we will sue her.
Right. So, yeah, let's figure out ways to say hi to your grandparents on national television without causing a huge pileup at the Tour de France. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get a sign on television saying hi to your grandparents, causing a massive crash during the Tour de France, you're doing okay.
Yeah, okay. So you should see the video if you haven't. WDJX.com.
Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Thank you to everybody who came out to the second annual 5K for Kids there at Huber's Orchard and Winery on Saturday morning. Kelly, what were you telling people to remind us of this morning?
I don't know.
Because we got a text message from Seth who says, morning reminder that Ben was beat by a 13-year-old.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really? That was her age?
So
that is impressive.
Yeah. Haley Hack was the winner overall female for the 5K for Kids. She burned the course up and got the big bourbon barrel head. Seth Snyder-Hayes was the number one male for the 5K for Kids, and he got one as well. But before the race, like, we had coordinated outfits. Like, we both had gray tank tops and black running shorts on, and I was like, man, she looks fast. And so we got a photo together, and then it turns out she was really fast.
And she was legit the winner, right?
Yeah, she was a good 50 to 100 yards in front of me the entire time. I'm like, man, there she is, way up there. I'm like, I'm not catching this girl. But yeah, congratulations to Haley and to Seth. They're the winners overall for male and female for the 5K for Kids. And then thank you to everybody who came out. It was a wonderful morning. A lot of people were out enjoying Huber's, and I saw tons of people after the race up at the, you know, orchard and winery there, just, you know, sipping on some cocktails and just having some, you know, a little nosh, a little bite to eat there. So great overall weekend, great day. And of course, it helped out the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kentuckiana, which was cool because we also got a chance to hear like why people were running. And, you know, there were several runners that were like, this is my first 5K ever. And it's because my sons and us, you know, we had to spend some time at the Ronald McDonald House. So, you know, this is super important for us. So that's cool. Just hearing those stories.
That's amazing.
Yep. So thank you to everybody who participated in that. I will be honest that I enjoy my Garmin watch. Look, Garmin's not paying me to say this at all. But I had a Fitbit before my Garmin watch, but I just like the accountability that it gives me. Now, you are the exact opposite, right, Kelly?
Right. No, I want nothing to do with any sort of a fitness tracker or anything like that. Like, I don't need technology judging me on my activity level.
Right. What you do or do not do. Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Like, I'm even like sketchy that I have any followers on Peloton. Like, I'm regretting that.
Okay. So, and so I like it because, you know, it's not just about the step count. It's about so many other things like heart rate, how I sleep, you know, my stress levels. It can tell all this stuff, you know, how I do on my runs and how my runs stack up to my other runs and what my pacing is and all that stuff. And so I like all that, like, minutia and that granular detail. Now, I don't think I'm at the level that Laura's husband is.
Okay. All right. So there's someone that's even more extra about it than you.
As hard as that may be for you to believe, Kelly.
More extra.
Yeah. So we're going to get Laura on the phone, and she needs help with how she, I guess, just mutes a little bit turns the volume of her husband's excitement about his watch down.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll dive.
So we need to be delicate with this, though, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, there are feelings involved, Kelly.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, that's all right.
With group therapy coming up next.
Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you just want the opinion of maybe our listeners who don't have any sort of emotional connection in what you're dealing with, right? Now, I can't guarantee we'll be delicate. But
no, we sometimes put the brutal in brutal honesty.
Yeah, but we will give you an unbiased opinion. So good morning, Laura.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you, first of all, for allowing us to contact you on this. All right, what's up?
So my husband's fitness watch is literally driving me insane.
did you say fitness watch?
Yes, okay. It's fitness watch.
Okay. All right.
I bet you've probably never even heard of a situation like this.
I'm ready.
But, yeah, so anyways, my husband and I, we decided to, you know, make some lifestyle changes, you know, especially during the pandemic. We started making better choices with food. We stopped drinking. Mm-hmm. We started exercising, dieting. So we both really wanted to make a 360 and just get everything together.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. But... you know, to help us with our goal and to help hold each other accountable, mm-hmm. we decided to, you know, get a couple of Garmin fitness watches.
Oh, yeah.
All and right. At first, it was great.
Okay. At first, it was great.
At first, everything was great.
Okay. Then what happened?
My husband has just literally gone overboard, personally, in my opinion.
Okay. How so?
He never takes the watch off, first of all. Okay. And when I say never, I mean never.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Gotcha.
He wants every step, every movement, every sort of anything to count towards his fitness chart.
Okay.
It was so bad to the point where we had to turn around on the highway because he forgot his watch on the charger.
You know, honestly, I can kind of relate a little bit to that because I have one and, you know, you feel like you're not doing what you're doing, even though you're doing it because you're not getting credit for it.
Yeah. And you know what? That even that, like, okay, I can get over with that one, except we've been getting intimate.
Oh, no.
And he will stop.
Oh, no.
He will stop. Mm-hmm. If he's not already wearing it, to go run and grab his watch.
Stop it. He wants credit.
Yes. He's like, I want to make sure I get credit for these calories he's burning and to monitor his heart rate.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my goodness, you're not working off that many calories. Like,
oh,
oh, like
no. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I mean, seriously, nothing kills my mood quicker than a guy who stops what he's doing and grab a stupid watch off the counter.
Okay, I get that. So what can we do?
I mean, I need some help. I love our new healthy approach to life, but I really need him to take it down a notch. Like, I've tried telling him it's not that important, and even though he's not getting credit for his movement, his body is still benefiting.
Mm-hmm.
Will, like, this excitement over the watch die out? Like, how would you even suggest I handle this? Like, I don't even want to kill his spirit, but... I really need him to just not put so much value on this watch.
Gotcha. I will say that I have a fitness watch. I love it. I like to keep track of my steps, my movement, things like that. So I can relate to your husband. I don't think I take it to that extreme, but I can appreciate his desire to get credit for something because it's like a guy thing. You're like competing with yourself almost. There's a bunch of people already texting in, 502-571-9970. So, Laura, hang out. We'll make sure everything is right. We'll at least tell you how to approach it with your husband, okay?
Please. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you, Laura.
Like, I knew exactly what road we were going down when she started talking about how he wanted to track his movements. I was like, oh, no!
He's like, listen, I'm going to get credit for this. I'm getting credit for this.
So you are like the guy in this scenario that really can relate to this. So if you were at this level, how would you suggest your wife approach it with you to where it wouldn't hurt your feelings too much, but you'd get the point to not be so extra with it.
Man, I don't know. That's, wow, that's a tough one. Like, I'm trying to put myself into his shoes and think, or maybe put myself into her shoes and be like, all right, what if my wife had a, because she has a fitness watch too, but, you know, she'll leave it on the charger for, you know, the entire day and be like, oh, whoops, you know, I didn't put it on or whatever. And,
yes,
and she's not that.
This is the opposite end of that spectrum.
I know. So this is where we kind of need your thoughts on this as to how we approach Laura's husband, all right? Group therapy, 502-571-9970. Laura contacted us, needs help, to how she approaches her husband on his addiction with his fitness watch. Never takes it off. It's an obsession where they've turned around on the highway. But everyone is focused on this part of her phone call.
We've been getting intimate, and he won't stop if he's not already wearing it, to go run and grab his watch.
Yeah, so she doesn't want to kill his spirit, but how she approached this. So Cindy's all like, hey, I can tell you from experience, it's not going to last long enough to get the calorie count.
OMG.
Trish texts in and says, what kind of moves is this guy doing that he thinks he's going to get credit for it?
That's a really good point. Sandra was like, I see a roast fest coming soon. Like, she's thinking, you know, there's going to be some harshness coming her way.
So Robin says, look, if I put my Fitbit on the charger at night, I'm going to put it back on my arm before I even get up to go to the restroom in the middle of the night. I totally get where he's coming from. I would want to wear mine. Also, as long as he takes his socks off, we're good. Socks are the deal breaker. Okay. All right. So,
all right. Socks is where I draw the line. All right. The watch is fine. Kelsey was like, not sure why you're already getting attitude from people. LOL. Honestly, this would upset me a little too. The turning around or stopping what you're doing over a watch, that's a little over the top. The intimate thing would definitely be the straw that broke the camel's back for me. So, yeah, she relates. She's like, you know what? I get it. I get why she's a little annoyed, upset. You know, there are other people that are like, you know, not a big deal. Why is she upset? If this is the biggest problem you have, oof.
Well, but, like, she is upset. And there are people that are like, you know, Patricia, who says, sounds like she's jealous of a watch. He's fine. She's the one with the issue. Brian's all like, hey, get back to me when he puts the fitness watch around his, you know, little guy.
Stop, it gets the appropriate credit.
All right, Brian. I was kind of thinking the same thing, but thank you for pointing that out.
That's really excessive.
All right. So here's the thing. So she just needs to know, without killing his spirit, how does she say, hey, it's all right if you don't get it credit for every single movement you make because you're still doing the movement.
Yes. Well, yeah, I think she's feeling a little like the watch might be running his life a little too much.
Right.
And we have to find some boundaries. Let's find some limits to where, you know, this doesn't necessarily have to be a part of our lives every single second.
I mean, do you do a tough love where you hide his watch one day?
Ooh, I don't think that would end up well.
You don't think that's a good approach? Well,
I mean, how would you feel if Elizabeth did that with yours? Wouldn't that, like, really make you mad?
I mean, I would probably just be driving myself crazy wondering where it was. Like, I don't even know where my watch is. But, like, after a few days, if it lasted a few days, maybe I would be just like, all right, well, whatever. I've chalked up the past couple days to not having my fitness level tracked, and then all of a sudden if it turns up, then it's like, oh, here it was. And so I don't know.
But then if you found out that your wife hid it on purpose, I think the deception part of that plan would be a problem.
Yeah, but then it's like, all right, I hid it from you to prove a point because you're paying way too much attention and putting too much stock into this stupid watch. And then it's like, all right, well, maybe I understand. Maybe that's like an eye opener. So that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say hide the watch.
and then
have it hidden for, you know, a few days and then just have it mysteriously reappear.
Okay. All right.
And then use it as a way to approach the, look, you still did the activity. You still got credit for it.
We're getting a little out of control.
Right.
We're being obsessed with this thing.
That's what I'm going to say.
Let's take a step back. Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
All right. So you're the guy who on the show really loves his fitness watch. So if this is coming from you, I feel like then it's fine, right? All, you know, there can be no hate because you're in the club. I am not in the club. So I feel like if I were to suggest that, then I'd be like, awful. I'm an awful person.
Listen, Kelly, I'm going to say I'm suggesting this knowing that I will never have to befall this fate.
Okay.
Meaning, I hope I don't ever misplace my watch for a couple of days or a week or something.
You just set yourself up karma-wise, right? For that to happen.
I know, for sure. So anyways, if you feel like we missed the mark for sure, make sure you post it up on Facebook. We got Laura's message to us posted at Ben and Kelly Show. Group therapy. Man, on Friday, the long-awaited government report on UFO sightings was released. And I don't know if you were like me, but we were kind of like hoping that there would be some sort of something about, you know what? Alien life? Check. Yep, there has been. But when the report came out, it was like nearly 9 pages, there wasn't. There was no single explanation for these UFOs. More than 140 strange objects that have been seen by military personnel, the government, whatever, as, you know, identified as a UFO, according to this report. So, you know.
So we got nothing?
Well, okay. So what they're saying is likely that these objects that are UFOs are unidentified flying objects are falling into one of five categories. Airborne clutter.
Uh-huh.
Natural atmospheric phenomena, which... what does that even mean?
Yeah, no, like some sort of like a thing happening in the atmosphere. No.
Output from government or industrial developmental programs, foreign advisory systems. All of this is like, what? Like, I don't understand any of this.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
And then, and then this is the one category that I feel like there still could be a chance. Is they literally have a other category.
Yeah, that it's other, I feel like.
Yeah, so pending scientific advances, these are objects that have yet to be understood.
Understood, gotcha.
So, all right. If you were hoping that there would be something like, you know what, we saw E.T., and here's proof, with that government report on Friday, know that, well... they didn't come out and say anything in particular, but they did say, well, there is an other category, which,
well, you know what?
We're not exactly
sure. I feel like
we
should just ask the one lady that we had last week that said that she was, you know, beamed up and she fell for an alien. There were five of them. One of them was kind of cute. And then, so just talk to her. She's got your proof, right?
The lady from the Setting the Bar story.
Exactly.
From France, who
yes.
Fell in love after she was... abducted by aliens.
Yes. I'm just saying, just talk to her. Yeah, she'll tell you everything
right.
You need to know.
You're right. You're right. But until then, I'm going to hold my breath on the other category being something. Something worthwhile that we can wrap our meaty little paws around. So, yeah. UFOs.
Just hearing a lot of excuses.
It's just excuses. That's right. Feel good. Every hour throughout the morning, we do this. Kelly Kay.
We go to Oklahoma for this one. A guy named Dante Franklin used to walk over 17 miles every day to get to his job at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
So Michael Lynn was running errands one day. He saw Dante walking. He said, you know, I was going down 12th Street, saw him. I was thinking, boy, this is a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
So he offered to give Dante a ride and then later shared this story on Facebook. So then Carrie Collins saw it. She is an administrator for the charity My Riding Buddies Oklahoma and Bikers for Elves. She said, you know, I was just touched that this guy is only 20 years old and walking to two different jobs with nothing in the heat. And she said, you know, kids his age don't normally do that. So before his shift, the group paid Dante a visit and surprised him with a bike.
Mm.
It's pretty great.
That's cool.
And he said, you know, it's a blessing. Really appreciate it. Thankful. And, you know, that Michael said that he's kept in touch with him ever since they met. He said, you know, I want to keep him in my life. I want to be in his life. That's what I told him. And as of Saturday afternoon, a GoFundMe page that was created to help get him a car has raised over $50,000 with just a $2,000 goal.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You can get a good car.
Exactly. I mean, he's got a nice bike, but doesn't look like he's going to have to rely on that for very long because he'll be able to get himself a really nice ride.
I love that.
Yep. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every hour throughout the morning. We do that. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. So Friday, we spoke with Roy.
And it's going to be a whole issue. And I don't know how to handle it.
Yeah. So Roy was very, very unabashed with how he approached his romantic date with his girlfriend of nearly 10 years. He was saying that she's expecting a proposal.
And he's all like, well, I'm not in love with her.
Yeah.
I love her, but I'm not in love with her.
And
we were all like,
man,
with her now.
I know. And then I'm like, hey, why don't you update us on that? And you're like, he's never going to update us.
I'm like, why would you step back into this arena? We were all kind of like harsh.
So last night, we got an update.
I cannot believe that.
Roy got back to us.
But is he going to be on the phone?
No.
He
just shot us a message.
All right. Okay.
Got that for you coming up in less than 10 minutes. Hang on. 5 seconds long. The original voice note that we got from Roy on Friday. You can get an idea as to what the update that we have, what direction it's going to go in.
Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend for 9 years, nine going on 10, and she wants a proposal. And I know she's looking for it today. We have a romantic day planned, but I'm not ready to settle down. And to be 100% honest, I don't know if this is the girl I want to spend the rest of my life with. I mean, it's great, you know, it's great, but it freaks me out. The commitment freaks me out. And I love the girl, but I'm not in love with her.
Yeah, that was the part where we were like, man, you know, does he?
Well, if you know that, then you need to let her go.
Yeah, and I think everybody was 100% on the, listen, you gotta break up with her. It's not fair to her. You're wasting her time. And
I mean, to the point where some people were angry, like you're being selfish, knowing that you know how you feel and she has no idea, thinking that she's got a future with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we left Friday's show going, all right. I mean, we're never going to hear from Roy again.
I mean, a lot of people were like, they were upset. They're fired up.
Well, late last night, we got a message from him.
Oh, wow.
So, and let me tell you, it did not go the way I thought it was going to. So Roy, on Friday, has commitment issues, to put it lightly. His girlfriend of about 10 years, she's thinking that he's getting ready to propose on this date that they were going to go on Friday, but he's not quite ready to make that commitment. In fact, he was even saying that she may not be the one. He loves her, but he's not in love with her. So he knows it's even going to come up during the date. It's going to be an issue.
And we were all like, break up with her now.
Uh-huh.
Like right now.
You ready for the update?
Okay.
All right. So we got this message late last night. Roy writes us and says, wow, y'all didn't hold back.
We normally do not.
He says, I bet you thought I wouldn't listen or even write you back. Joke's on you. I did. And here I am. Sense some tone.
I like the
there.
Sass.
I was going to say, I sense a little tone. Well, for your information, we did have date night Friday night. Yes, it was romantic. And yes, I was planning on telling her how I felt like we didn't have a future. We don't live together, in parentheses. I like my space. Which, by the way, they've been dating for 9 years and they don't live together? All right.
That is really, she is.
Wow.
She's been hanging in there.
Yes, she has. We don't live together. I like my space. So when she showed up to the restaurant, she looked so pretty. I decided I couldn't do it. Then I started thinking maybe I'd wait and think long term and that maybe I could marry her.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, what's happening here? Well, little did I know I was in for a big frickin' surprise. We're halfway through our dinner, and I could tell she had something on her mind. I started to sweat because I thought she might be thinking about proposing to me.
That's what I was thinking. But now I'm thinking she's going to dump him.
My mind was racing, trying to think about what I would say if she asked. Anyway, I finally got her to start telling me what she was thinking about. And as she starts talking, I realize, in all caps, she's breaking up with me.
OMG.
She literally got all dressed up, looked pretty, and sat across the table from me and told me she is tired of waiting for me and she doesn't see where she fits into my future and says she wants to see other people. What?
Oh, wow. Wow. Listen, she's finally seeing the reality of what was going on in her life. He admitted it in his first message.
Doesn't sound like he quite understands that.
No.
He goes on. I was floored and told her no.
Wait a second. Wait. He is just getting handed to him on a platter.
He's getting it out.
Exactly. What should happen?
Okay.
I mean, he knew. He was telling us before, like, I'm not in love with her. I can't see a future. I'm afraid of commitment.
Just wait.
And now she's all, like, letting him off the hook, and he's like, no.
Just wait. He says, I was floored and told her no, that I love her.
Oh, my God.
And can't believe she would do this to me.
Oh, no.
That's when she thanked me for the dinner for wasting her time.
Wait, what do you mean question mark, Roy?
And got up and left.
Oh,
she left me right there at the table. Are you clapping?
Okay. I'm sorry. Wait. I am a little.
Hang on. Let me finish this, all right? And then we can go back and rehash here. All right. He writes, she left me right there at the table.
Oh, my God.
What did I do to deserve that?
Roy.
I mean.
It's a neon sign what you did.
Our relationship was different and not like the movies and fairy tales. So anyway, I've been trying to call her and I even stopped by her place, but she was gone. Do you think that's fair? Because I don't. She should have been mature about the whole thing and talked with me about it. And had she done that, she would have realized that what she has is the best she'll have. Anyway, how's that for an update?
Roy, that was unexpected.
Oh,
can we break down a few fun facts?
I don't know what just happened. Like Roy? Royce literally said to us he wanted to break up with this woman.
He said, I know I don't see a future. I'm not in love with her.
And then
I'm afraid of the commitment of marriage.
Then she literally said those things back to him. And he was like, what?
And now he's the scorned victim in the story.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm confused, Roy. Ooh, wait a second. Do you think she heard?
Well, if she did, good for her.
And then that's what really finally made her make that move.
Like nail in the coffin. Yeah.
Yeah, because they weren't living together. They were dating for like nearly 10 years.
I know.
He comes to us, says, I'm not in love with her. Don't think I see a future. And then now this is when she decides to dump him.
And
like,
then,
I feel like that's
real
convenient.
And he's offended.
And he is wronged.
Yeah, he feels victimized by this. Jenna texts in and says, oh, F this guy. Sir, we all had a meeting. All the women and most of the men. And you suck. My God, I cannot handle this.
Okay. Roy, I feel like at some point you're going to hear this back. And you're going to realize why we feel the way we feel it.
Mm-hmm.
When you kind of like remove yourself from the situation and try to look at it the way we're looking at it, like hopefully you'll understand.
Maybe.
At some point.
All right. I'm just going to go ahead and check this off as I think Roy's girlfriend of 9 years is in a better place now.
It's the start of a new day for her.
It really is.
It really is. And you know what? Kudos to her for having the courage to finally, you know, cut that tie. I mean, she's given a lot of her life mm-hmm. and invested a lot of her life to him. And it's a big, big move to say, I'm done. I'm going to walk away. I'm not getting what I need out of this. And hopefully Roy will be comforted and get over his heartbreak.
And we'll lick his paws and he'll get on with his life. So, all right.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Roy, for updating us. Hopefully you will at some point listen to all of this back and go, all right, I get it. But I don't.
And realize what a blessing it is. She literally took being the bad guy off of his shoulders.
And he felt victimized by that. All right, that is group therapy. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So I want to shout out my daughter real quick, Isabella. She is commuting right now. Well, she's better be there, actually. But she is on her way to her very first job. She and her sister got a job, and they wanted to, I mean, you know, they have had jobs. They've been babysitting for years, and they have helped teach at their Irish dance school, you know, earning some, you know, compensation that way. And then, of course, you know, like allowances and things like that. But yeah. But this is like their first, they have a boss that's not someone they know. They have to go in, punch in, clock out, go in and get a job. And so Isabella is literally, her shift starts in just a few minutes at 9 o'clock.
Where is she working?
I don't know. I was thinking about, should I say where they're working? Maybe I'll hold off for now. Just because I don't want to like make her maybe more nervous than she already is, you know.
Like you don't want someone going in, hey, are you Ben Davis's daughter?
Yeah, I heard you.
Happy first day.
Yeah,
hope you don't
exactly.
Screw it up.
Yeah, for sure. Because they are going to be a part of the customer service part of it. And they're going to be talking with, you know, customers and things like that on the phone. And they're so excited to launch into this stage of their lives. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, wow. I cannot believe it. Like, you know, just thinking back, you know, when I even came on this show, they were 3-4 years old. Like, they were. Now they're driving themselves at their own job. So
oh, I know. I remember when you first moved to town.
I know.
And they were about to be born.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, my wife was pregnant. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I babysat and they were like just itty bitties. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So shout out to Isabella. Her day is today. Tomorrow, Sophia starts her first day at the same place. They work on alternating days. And but yeah, I mean, jumping into the workforce there. So shout out, girls. Wow. Welcome to it.
You're about to become tax-paying citizens.
I know. That was kind of a funny thing, too, because they were like, Dad, we've got to go. And like, I have to fill out paperwork and stuff. Like, I don't know what to say. And I'm like, okay, here, just, you know, exemptions. Don't put any exemptions down. You don't need to worry about that. Just whatever, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, all right. I'm like, text me if you need any or if you have any questions or whatever. And so I'm proud of them. Super proud of them.
That's awesome.
I know. So you like I said, you better not be hearing this right now. You already better be at work, because if you're there on time, you're already late. All right. You got to get there a little early.
Okay. Especially on the first day.
Yeah, for sure. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I saw a study, Kelly, that I think you would love.
Okay.
Says eating chocolate for breakfast may be beneficial to you. So even though it may intake or up your calorie intake, it doesn't necessarily lead to weight gain, and it also may boost your metabolism by eating 100 grams of milk chocolate every morning for 2 weeks. That's like
this
a chocolate
is
bar.
Great news.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is the best news ever.
Yeah.
This is like seriously one of the greatest things that you may ever hear to start on a Monday.
Yeah. There you go. So enjoy that chocolate. And hopefully it boosts your metabolism and it brings the health benefit. You know, there's Fortnite, there's all sorts of online gaming. You know, you probably are not familiar with Tiddlywinks. It's a game where you use a plastic disc to flip smaller discs into a cup, all right? And so that's what you're going to need to know to understand what we're dealing with this setting the bar story, okay?
Okie dokes.
So this is setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a Tiddlywink stuck in your nose for 35 years, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. 35 years?
Mary McCarthy.
Oh, my God.
So she got a COVID test back in October, right? And so doctors ended up finding a tiddlywink there, you know, because they stick the gauze up your nose, right?
Yeah.
They found a tiddlywink that had been stuck in her nose for 3 decades.
That's insane.
So here's the thing. The swab dislodged it, but it didn't come out. And her nose continued. And so maybe they were thinking, okay, it's just going to come out on its own. Her nose ended up hurting for months after the test and wouldn't stop running. And she ended up getting an infection. Doctors thought it was maybe just problems with her sinuses. They didn't even know that they were dealing with a tiddlywink at the time. Mary talks about this ordeal.
When I was 8 years old, I was playing tiddlywinks outside, and I put a tiddlywink in each nostril and then would blow them to see how far they would go.
I mean, what a great game that is, right?
She's trying to shoot it out of her nose.
Yeah.
But one time I did it, I accidentally inhaled it. Fast forward 35 years later, had a COVID test. Obviously, it had dislodged the tiddlywink that was inside. They did a CT scan and found that there was something inside my nose.
Yeah, so after she had those issues with the sinuses, she literally went back to the ER just this past week. That's why we're talking about it, because the follow-up was just this past week when the pain got worse. So they literally did a CAT scan, and they spotted the tiddlywink in her upper nose.
That's insane, because listen, like 35 years ago, she shoved one up each nostril. One came out, the other didn't. She apparently didn't do the math.
No.
Didn't tell her parents.
This is what she did.
This whole time.
She pretended it didn't happen and moved on because she didn't want to tell her parents.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't want to tell her parents that she accidentally inhaled a tiddlywink, so she just ignored it and went on with her life, ended up forgetting about it, and then always wondered why, you know, man, I've had some, you know, issues with my nose, and never put two and two together.
That is literally insane. Now, you know, listen, Norton Children's has an entire like board of things that they have extracted from kids' noses.
Yep.
So, like, this is a thing kids do, but I cannot believe that she forgot about that and never like thought to try to do anything about it. That is insane.
Yeah, so doctors actually had to push the tiddlywink further up her nose and pull it out her mouth. So that's how they had to get it out. But finally, it's dislodged. And she said she's always had issues breathing through her nose, but never made the connection that it could have been the tiddlywink. And now,
are you kidding?
Things are better.
I am just stunned that was able to leave her brain, so much so that when she did start having issues, that never occurred to her.
Yep.
That is also sounds frightening to pull it out through your mouth.
Yeah, so let this be a lesson in a setting the bar story. Let's not shove things in our nose. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting a tiddlywink stuck in your nose for 35 years, then you're doing okay.
That's insane.
And that is setting the bar. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Our group therapy this morning from Laura was all like, hey, my husband doesn't take his Fitbit watch off or his fitness tracker watch off, and it's really starting to annoy me to the fact where he'll stop lovemaking in order to make sure he has his watch on just so he gets credit for what he's doing.
That's a little bit of a mood killer.
Yep, and Dawn, I think one of the funniest comments comes from Dawn on Facebook. He says, tell him how many steps he would get if he cleaned the whole house. May as well use his obsession to your advantage.
Absolutely. Like, listen, there are other ways you can make up for those steps.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're missing out.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can read all the comments and listen back to Laura's call. WDJX.com, click listen, or Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. And then the most bizarre follow-up we've had in a while comes from our buddy. I'm just going to use our buddy as a way to clarify him. Our buddy Roy.
100%. That was, first of all, A, the fact that he followed up, shocking.
Yep.
B, what he said, even more shocking.
Yes. Let's just say Roy felt victimized.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. So catch yourself up on that call. If you haven't heard the update, oh, it's posted.
You should.
WDJX.com. Click listen. All right, guys, that'll do it for us. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.